Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Macabre London's Abhorrent Advent Calendar. As you'll be aware, if you've already joined me for the past 17 episodes, I'm counting down the days until Christmas, but not in the usual joyful way you may expect. Instead, I'll be telling you 24 gruesome stories until we hit Christmas Day, when you'll receive a full-length episode of Macabre London as your hideous Christmas present from me to you. Under door number 17, we learned about how witches could either enhance or ruin your 12 days of Christmas, and how you can avoid being turned into a human scarecrow. And today, I'll be giving you a few more survival techniques to follow to make sure you don't befall some tricksy Christmas goblins. Under door number 18, we learn about the Calicanzari. A few symbols of a Greek Christmas are a little unusual to anyone from outside the country. You can expect to dine upon roasted pork, honey cookies, and to watch decorated boats drifting upon the ocean, bedecked with twinkling lights. Though these traditions are a little different to what you'd usually expect at Christmas, they all still sound delightful. One thing that isn't delightful is the aftermath of Christmas and the mischief that's about to be forced upon Greek households by unrelenting goblins. Calicanzari, a gang of small little goblins, emerge from the centre of the earth, ready to functions up over what I'm now learning throughout the whole of the Abhorrent Advent Calendar so far to be Halloween 2, Electric Boogaloo, the 12 days of Christmas. These goblins vary in their descriptions, with some being small, some being larger and covered in hair, and others have glowing red eyes and tails, but they all have one trait in common, and that's causing mischief. Some of their particular favourite pranks are to ruin food, chase people, climb down chimneys, and relieve themselves in your flower beds. Once they've managed to gain entry into your house, they'll leave a wake of destruction behind them, eating your food, drinking all of your alcohol, and leaving a mess wherever they go. Sounds a little like some Christmas guests already, doesn't it? If you think of what happens once the gremlins from the film of the same name get fed after midnight, then it's just like that, but scarier. The reason the pesky mini-monsters have been preoccupied all year is due to their penchant for hiding underground, trying to reduce the world to dust. Their year-round indefatigable cause has been to try and destroy the Tree of Life, the link between heaven and hell, and the reason for life on the planet. To try and destroy all humans and all life on Earth, the goblins have been soaring through the enormous trunk of the tree, and due to them being quite small, it's taken them quite some time to get through. As the veil thins and it's easy for the goblins to emerge from the centre of the Earth, they become distracted and venture out just in time for Christmas Day. However, once they're away from the tree, it will heal itself, and by the time the goblins have returned back to continue on their task of all-world destruction, the trunk will have repaired and they have to start all over again, doomed to repeat their fate forever. Whilst they are out in force, the protection against the creatures means that you may see some strange things outside houses in Greece just after Christmas. Luckily, as the goblins are lacking in the smarts department, they can be easily distracted from their original intentions by carrying out some super simple tasks around the home. To begin with, you can paint a black cross upon your front door, and this gives the warning that they're not welcome, so they're less likely to try and get in. The lower jaw of the roast Christmas pig can be placed on the back of the front door or on the chimney. A tangled string can be tied above your door, which will make them stop to untie it, and the fire should always remain alight, to make sure the flames deter any chimney sneakers from getting into your home. Continuing on the burning theme, the Kali Kanzari can also be repelled by smelly shoes, not just by leaving them on your porch, but by setting them alight. The stench of the smouldering sneakers will deter the goblins from trying to enter and send them away to another household instead. Another foolproof way to deter them is to place a colander on your porch, which will distract them as they're compelled to count the number of holes it has. This will result in one of two outcomes for the gremlins, as they will either count to three and explode due to that being the holy number, and as such destroys them as soon as they say it, or they'll continue counting until it's time for them to go back into the earth. What exactly are the Kili Kanzari, and why are they so hellbent on causing mischief? Legend has it that these goblins were once children who were born on Christmas Day, and dwarfed by Jesus stealing all the limelight on their special day, they grew so jealous that they turned into goblins. To protect new Christmas Day babies from suffering the same fate, garlic can be added to their clothing so they ward off the spirits of evil, and also any wayward relatives trying to give any unwanted hugs. The Kali Kanzari are definitely not as bloodthirsty as some of the other Christmas creatures we've met so far, but they definitely have the potential to end the world, which is a first on the Abhorrent Advent Calendar thus far, but despite that, they do sound like a lot of fun. So if you're ever in Greece just after Christmas, then make sure you remember to pack the jaw of a pig, and also to wear your stinkiest trainers, as otherwise you could find yourself being plagued by goblins until you can find a colander so you can give yourself some holy protection. Thank you for joining me for door number 18 of the Macabre London Abhorrent Advent Calendar. What do you think about being visited by the Kili Kanzari? Do you think it sounds like fun or just a lot of mess to clean up? Let me know in the comments below or on my social media if you're listening to the podcast. I'll be back tomorrow with door number 19, so make sure you join me then. Please like, comment, rate, review, share and subscribe on whatever platform you're enjoying this on, and come and say hi on my social media. And don't forget to tell your friends if you think they'd enjoy the Advent Calendar. If you'd like to help support the show, then you can do so by signing up to my Patreon, buying a gift from the Amazon wishlist, or making a one-off donation via the Acast supporter link. The links for all of these are in the show notes and description, and a huge thanks to all of our patrons, supporters, and people that have bought gifts from the wishlist. It's been so nice for people to support the show, and for me to know you want to keep hearing these macabre tales. Thanks for joining me. I've been Nikki Druce, and I'll see you for door number 19 tomorrow. And just a little added extra at the end of the show today, we're going to be featured on Radio 4 Extra as part of the Radio Podcast Hour. So if you have access to Radio 4 Extra, then there'll be a little excerpt from the show on there. And that's coming out on Friday the 18th at 11 a.m. and also 9 p.m. GMT. Okay, thank you for watching. I'm going to go now. Thanks, bye!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.